North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein this week joined three other state attorneys general in calling for a single $48 billion settlement with five major pharmaceutical companies for their role in the opioid epidemic. All 50 U.S. states would receive money under the proposed settlement. Here are some reactions to the deal from rural leaders in western North Carolina. In the Haywood County Health Department warehouse, Jesse Lee Dunlap takes stock of supplies. The Haywood County Harm Reduction Coalition's work in battling addiction goes deeper than just syringe exchanges and naloxone, says Dunlap.
There's a good bit of delivering syringes to people who use intravenous drugs, but the bulk of what both of us do is finding housing, food, and medical treatment for folks with substance use disorder.
They hope funding from the proposed settlement includes money for those basic needs. The proposed settlement would set aside $26 billion for free Suboxone, a medication that treats addiction, according to Dunlap.
Getting access to that treatment is something we fight and struggle with every single day for our participants. So it's like really exciting to hear that there's going to be more access.
Giving money to treatment and prevention, as well as holding pharma companies accountable, are key, says State Representative Kevin Corbin of Western North Carolina.
You stop the number of people getting on that conveyor belt of addiction. The next part of that is you've got to fund trying to get people off of these drugs once they're on them.
While this deal will bring much-needed funding to the region, all 50 states will need to agree for the deal to go through. Corbin hopes the state will work with the statewide municipalities and county commissioners' organizations for consensus on the deal and how to distribute the money.
I think all of us rural legislators are very aware of the fact that sometimes these funding formulas benefit urban areas more than rural because it's done on a per capita basis.
Chairman of the Graham County Commissioners, Dale Wiggins, hopes that rural communities are particularly kept in mind during settlement negotiations.
You know, it's a human being thing. I hope it doesn't become a political thing, especially these settlements that are going to be coming down.
Wiggins isn't ready to commit to a global framework yet, but he's ready to see funding from these pharmaceutical companies come to Graham County.
To me, you know, it has to be a program that's designed to be successful. You know, get boots on the ground, get treatment.
All three wonder if the settlement will bring enough money to help. Dunlap says it bluntly.
I mean, it's not even near enough because, I mean, you're dividing that $48 billion by 50 states. Oh, no.
This deal is only with five pharmaceutical companies and distributors, but the attorneys general hope it can be a framework for future deals. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.